USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In another blow to Joe Biden's sweeping immigration reform, a federal judge blocked Biden's 100-day moratorium on deportations. Texas Judge Drew Tipton indefinitely banned the policy after Attorney General Ken Paxton argued the move was in violation of federal law. The Biden administration was accused of hypocrisy for reusing a border facility to house migrant children. The Department of Health and Human Services recently reopened the facility in Texas that President Obama opened to house unaccompanied children. More than 700 children who crossed from Mexico into the United States without their parents were in Border Patrol custody as of Sunday. The current backup is yet another sign of a brewing crisis for President Biden and a worsening dilemma for these vulnerable children. A massive demand for housing is fueling a spike in home prices across the country. The result has been an unprecedented seller's market that is only likely to drive house pricing up in the coming months. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Gas prices at the pumps have been inching their way up. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens reports.
That price is 24 cents higher than a month ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the price could be going even higher.
Average gas prices will likely continue to rise some 5 to 15 cents a gallon over the next 2 weeks, so long as oil prices do not see additional gain.
The increase of 13 cents a gallon is due to 12 refineries being shut down in Texas due to the snowstorm.
Oil prices continue to put pressure on gasoline prices, but are holding near $60 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. But average gas prices soared last week after refinery shutdowns in Texas impacted gasoline production.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The power in Texas failed miserably during last week's deadly Arctic blast. When people needed the power most, it was not there. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Val Dior reports.
We're beginning to get to the bottom of how it was possible that millions of Texans went without heat for days while temperatures stayed below freezing. We now know that some of the very people who call the shots on Texas's power do not even live here in the state. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, held an emergency board meeting on Wednesday and confirmed that 5 board members have resigned, effective immediately. 4 during the meeting, the 5th had separately submitted her resignation prior to. All 5 members maintain out-of-state addresses. Texas Governor Greg Abbott welcomed their resignations and confirmed that the state will continue to investigate.
At least 58 people died in Texas due to the winter storms last week. Major League Baseball spring training starts Sunday. Some of the games include the Blue Jays and Yankees in Tampa, Florida, the Nationals and Cardinals in Jupiter, Florida, and the Marlins and Astros in West Palm Beach, Florida. In the West, the Reds and the Indians in Goodyear, Arizona, Dodgers and A's in Mesa, Arizona, and the Brewers and White Sox in Glendale, Arizona. Regular season starts April 1st. NASCAR racing this weekend from Miami, Florida. On Saturday, the Xfinity Series Contender Boats 250 will start at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, inspection start at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Then it's the Dixie Vodka 400 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.